朋友，你在收听的是活在耶稣里网站提供的福乐人生讲坛。今天的讲员是李秀全牧师。愿神的话语滋润你的心田，使你能更好地认识神和认识自己，并坚定地信靠神。
为什么他们用这句话要作为 trap， 作为陷阱来陷害耶稣呢？
Why do they want to use this question as a trap？
因为他两边不讨好。
Because he cannot favor either side.
如果他说，这个，我是慈悲为怀，我们不应该把这个女人用石头打死。
If on one hand he said I'm a merciful, so we should not condemn this woman.
那么你就违反了摩西的律法。
Then you have committed against the Moses law.
如果他说可以把她打死。
On the other hand, if he says, yes, you can kill him.
我们不要忘记犹太人那个时候正在罗马帝国的统治之下。
And we should not forget, at that point in time, the Jews were ruled under the Roman authority.
那么罗马帝国没有把这样生杀大权给罗马人以外的人。
Because the power over life or death was not given to any non-Romans.
所以很明显的，从表面上看，这是罗马与以色列国家之间的一个矛盾。
So this also reflects a conflict between the Jews and the Romans.
这是凯撒和摩西之间的一个冲突。
It's like a contradiction between Caesar and Moses.
这也是一种表面上看政治和宗教之间的一种争议。
It's also a conflict between politics and religion.
但是事实上，如果我们深入的来思想的话
，But if you look deeper，
我们发现这个问题在哪里呢
？We can come to the heart of the problem.
不是 Caesar 跟 Moses 之间的问题，而是公义和慈爱之间的问题。
It's not just the problem between Caesar and Moses, but it's the problem between mercy and the righteous.
换句话说，从罪的角度来看。
In other words, looking from the aspects of sin,
这是赦免与刑罚之间的矛盾。
This is the difference between the forgiven and the punishment.
有罪要赦免，这是跟爱有关系的。
You need to forgive because of love.
有罪要刑罚，跟公义有关系。
And there is a sin, so need to be punished. That relates with being righteous.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，这是我们每一个基督徒基本需要认识的一个真理。
Dear brothers and sisters, this is indeed the fundamental truth we all should come to grip with.
从神的慈爱，我们认识赦罪的恩典。
From the merciful side of the Lord, we see how to forgive others.
从神的公义，我们看见罚罪的严肃性。
From the righteousness part of the Lord, we see how serious it is to be punished.
主耶稣在这里怎么样去调和这两个似乎为矛盾的东西？
Then how did Jesus come to arrive at the balance for these two seemingly contradictory situations.
主耶稣在这里似乎没有正面的回答他们的问题。
It appeared that he did not answer the question face on.
第六节和第八节，我们看见耶稣做了同样的、重复的、很出奇的事情。他弯着腰在地上写字。
Verse 6 through 8 describe how he was acting at that point.He bended it down and was drawing something on the ground.
从第一世纪，人家看约翰福音第八章，一直到今天，所有的解经家都在问，到底耶稣在地上写什么。
Many commentators through the first century were pondering over the fact of what was he writing on the ground.
你什么时候能够发现耶稣在写什么？你可以写一篇得奖的神学论文。
And that may become a good thesis topic for you.
那么，我就去找很多参考书。
So I went after some references.
我起码找到有几个原因，几个答案。
I came to a few probable answers.
有一个圣经学者讲得很有意思，他说他在下面写什么呢？
And when the theologian said what he was writing about,
他在写这些围在四周这些文士和法利赛人的名字。
He was writing about the names of those teachers and Pharisees surrounding him at that time.
章 招宾
Pastor Lee
一个一个的写
One at a time
当然张招宾写完就写李秀全 我相信是对的然后呢在每一个名字的后面就写那一个人的罪
Then after each name He wrote downwhat kind of sin this person had committed.
弟兄姊妹，这是很可怕的事情。
It's a frightful thing to think about.
人来写你的罪，大概可能性确实度不一定完全。
You may even argue about some person who's writing about what problem you have. You said that's not accurate.
一个明察秋毫的主来写你我的罪，这是很可怕的事情。
When a Lord, a person who knows everything is writing down about the sin you have committed is fearful.
所以当他写完以后说你们从来没有罪的人就可以打每一个看名字都在上面都所以都出去了。
The story went that after the Lord asked him, and they looked down and found their names on the ground, they all left.
第二个可能我在一本书上看到说耶稣在地上写十诫第一诫是什么第二诫是什么第三诫是什么当然里面有一戒你不可犯奸淫
A second theory said he's probably writing down all these 10 commitments one of which said thou shalt not commit adultery
当然这个女人犯的罪是写下来但是你们看其他九样你们难道都没有吗
Maybe the theory the story went as to yes indeed this woman had committed one of the 10 but what about the other 9 have you allfree from committing any of them.
有一个很大胆的一个圣经学者他说耶稣在写其实是根本没有什么就是画来画去因为他不知所答他不知道怎么回答所以他拖延战术。
Another very bold theologian said, Jesus was only playing a delay tactic. He was not drawing anything specific.
我刚刚看的时候跟你们一样我也笑了我说哎呀这个圣经作者乱七八糟怎么乱写呢
I had the same response as you did when I came to this I laughed
但是我觉得对我是一个很大的提醒后来
But yet it became a very good reminder to me
特别是在个人布道这是我一个很重要的两个原则
This is a very important one of the two important principles when I do personal evangelism
弟兄姊妹请你记得这两句话
Please remember these few words.
当一个非基督徒来问我们关于信仰问题的时候
When a non-Christian come to us and ask about our faith
记得第一件事情
Remember the first tactic
不答比乱答更好
If you do not answer, it's better than answering incorrectly
我们今天有许多的人是乱答
Many of us provided the wrong answers
所以我们为什么要鼓励弟兄姊妹来参加这个一的个人布道训练
This is why we urge you to come to Sunday school to learn individual personal evangelism.
我实在发现今天有很多做基督徒做了多年的人，我有的时候会去偷听他教儿童主日学。
I have come to try to listen to some of the children Sunday school teachers and see what they're teaching.
乱讲。
Speaking nonsense.
简直在乱讲。
Speaking nonsense.
有的时候我实在觉得心里很难过，很痛苦。
And I felt very suffering when I heard those erroneous teachings.
弟兄姊妹，不要以为这些孩子好骗。
Don't think you can fool those children.
你看昨天那些孩子在台上多天真，多可爱。
You look at those children; they're so lovely.
你在那里随随便便在他们的心里面放下了他们可能一辈子都受影响的一个骗局。
When you don't know good enough and you put down some, given them some knowledge which are forceful.
弟兄姊妹记得不答比乱答更好。
Brothers and sisters, please remember, not to give an answer is better than to give a wrong answer.
第二
Second,
不懂比装懂更被人尊重。
You truly do not understand is better than you pretend that you understand.
不懂比装懂更被人尊重。
If you tell the person that you don't understand, you'll be more respected than you pretend that you understand.
我们发现，我们如果不给人家答案，人家一定会不尊重我，是不是？
You feel inferior if you cannot provide an answer sometime.
所以既然你问我，好了，我就反正你也不知道什么嘛，那么我就随便乱讲。
So when you are being asked, you say, well, you don't understand anyhow, so I just make it up.
当时尊重你。
Maybe he, maybe you gain respect on the spot.
等到他的眼睛张开的时候，他发现你根本是在装懂，所有的尊敬付之东流。
When they realize that you are only pretending you have made up the answers, you will lose all the respect and you initially have obtained.
我自己对这节圣经，这两节圣经的解释是什么？
What is my explanation to these two verses?
我发现中文跟英文翻译有一点不一样。
It came to me that the translation of the Chinese and the English versions are slightly different.
在英文是 write on the ground with his finger. 在第八节 again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. 用写这个字，但中文用什么字呢？弯着腰在地上什么？画字 ，draw， 不是写。
The English version describes Jesus as stooping down and rolled on the ground, yet the Chinese version said he was drawing something.
后来我就赶快回到希腊文圣经去看原文这个字到底是怎么写的。
So I went to the original version in Greek.
后来我发现果然这个字是一个 draw 的意思，而不是一个 write 的这个意思。
So indeed, the Greek version clearly described.That Jesus was drawing something on the ground.
所以我非常相信，我现在有个很强的感觉，我觉得他在下面是画画什么呢？他在画十字。
So it came to me that Jesus was drawing a cross.
那个时候围着耶稣的人看见他在画十字，不懂。
So those people surrounding Jesus, even though they might be seeing him drawing a cross on the floor, they couldn't understand.
他在写在干什么？
What does that mean, a cross?
但是等到耶稣上了十字架以后
but
after, 真相大白他们懂了
But after Jesus was nailed on the cross, they understood.
因为只有弟兄姊妹请注意、只有十字架可以彰显上帝的慈爱
Only the cross can magnify the love of God.
也只有十字架可以满足上帝的公义
Only the crosscan satisfy the righteousness of God.
换句话说，只有在十字架的里面，我们看见上帝的公义和慈爱的相遇。
So only on the cross, we see how mercy and the righteous can be in harmony.
我很喜欢一个基督教出版社出的一个牌子。
I like very much a plaque that was published by a Christian publisher.
你们画了一个耶稣的像。
A Jesus picture was drawn up.
下面有一句话说
A sentence followed.
How much Jesus loves you? 耶稣爱你有多少
How much Jesus loves you?
耶稣伸出手来告诉我们说 This much 有那么多
So Jesus spread his arms and said this much.
什么意思呢
What does that mean?
在十字架上我们看见耶稣基督的爱
So on the cross we saw his love.
这是每一个基督徒应该知道的基本真理。
This is the fundamental truth that all the Christians should understand.
我刚才说的那个故事
，The story I just told you.
那个法官他是一个法官，他必须要显出公义，但是他不能够同时显出慈爱。
A judge was a judge. A judge at one point in time can only manifest righteousness, and there was no mercy.
如果他显出慈爱，他就跟他的公义相违背。
So in his position, he cannot show both mercy and righteousness in the same time.
如果他审判这个年轻人
if he cast judgment on this young person,
是下监也好，是罚款也好，甚至死刑也好
whatever punishment he's going to impose on that young person,
如果这个法官后来替他付上这些，甚至替他死，要不然。公义和慈爱永远不会相遇。
So unless this judge can die or can take the punishment himself for this young person, then the merciness and the righteousness can never meet.
所以只有十字架的爱可以赦免我们的罪。
Only the love of cross can forgive us.
因为时间的关系，我们很快看下面一段。前面讲赦罪，接下来我们讲圣罪。
We talked about forgiveness. Now let's talk aboutto be victorious over sin.
我不定你的罪，这是赦罪。
I will not condemn you means I forgive you.
从此以后不要再犯罪，这是圣罪。
You will not sin again means you have overcome sin.
赦免罪与过去有关。
Forgive sins has to do with past.
胜过罪与将来有关。
To overcome sins has to do with future.
我们越来越多得到资料，发现许许多多人现在的问题是因为对过去没有处理好而发生的。
You come to understand that the problem you have right now is because you haven't dealt with the problem in the past.
我们从许多心理学家的资料我们发现
from the materials from the psychologists, for example,
没有把你的过去处理好，你对现在和将来会有许多的问题。
If you haven't dealt with your past, you'll have problems with your present and your future.
师母和我们常常讲一些婚姻的专题。
My wife and myself often talk about the marriage problems.
我们发现夫妇之间有许多的问题是因为不会处理原谅和忘怀这个功课。
And many problems among the couples is because you do not know how to forgive others.
Forgive and forget. 这个 forgive 跟 forget 这两件事情主要是跟过去有关系。
Do not know how to forgive and forget. Forgive and forget relates with the past.
不只是要彼此 forgive and forget, 也要对自己要 forgive and forget.
Not only you should mutually forgive and forget, you should also forgive and forget yourself.
一直到现在夫妇出许多的问题就是因为我们没有把过去弄清楚。
Problems existing among couples is because you haven't been able to deal with your past.
弟兄姊妹，我们不要引圣经引错了，我们是要忘记背后，努力面前的，所以过去统统不管了，不是不管，你要先处理，再去忘记。
We should quote the Bible correctly. It's not that we should forget our past and ignore it. It means we should deal with it.
今天有许多的人，很多的过去的一些个案没有处理，然后天天在过今天的基督徒生活，常常是在阴影里面做事。
Very often because you have lingering sins of the past with you, therefore you live in a shadow.
我们对过去处理妥善以后，我们才可以往前走。
Only after we have dealt with our past, then we can march on.
但是请注意，你对过去处理妥善也罢，并不保证你将来一定不会出事情。
And even though you have dealt your past correctly, that doesn't guarantee you to be problemless in the future.
所以我们一方面要处理过去，一方面我们还要求主怜悯我们，一步一步带领我们往前走。
So not only we deal our past, but also ask for the Lord, the merciful Lord, to lead and guide us for the future.
在这里，主耶稣提醒我们两件事情。
Here the Lord had reminded us two things.
第一，你已经把过去真的在十字架面前处理过。
One, you have already truly dealt your problems on the cross.
忘记背后，努力面前，朝着标杆直跑。
Once you have done so, then you can now forgive your past and working and striking toward a goal in front of you.
去吧，从此以后不要犯罪，从此从现在开始。
Go now, from now on, and leave your sin of life.
第二句话，主耶稣在这第二个字，主耶稣在这提醒我们，就是再一次，这是一个很重要的一个词。
Here in English says leave your life of sin.
No, again, 不要再。如果说我们用直接翻译的话，就不要再重蹈覆辙。
And we're not again live any life of sin.
为什么
？Why is that?
因为基督徒的失败，常常都失败在同样一个毛病，同样一个陷阱。
Very often, Christians fails on the same track.
我们今天说我比你好，你比我差，他比我怎么样，那都是相对。
We often want to compare people, you and I, and it's all on a relative scale.
今天我们在神面前，我们在神的光中，我们的那个 Achilles heel 是什么？
But then, in front of the light of the Lord, what is then our Achilles heel?
弟兄姊妹，请你们原谅我。
Please forgive me, brothers and sisters.
每一年定的题目
We make a theme topic every year for this church.
我很坦白的说
Frankly speaking,
有一点假公济私，有一点是从很自私的心发出来。
Maybe it's from my own benefit.
From my selfish motivation. 为什么呢？因为我深深的感觉到这是我的需要。
It's for my personal selfish motivation because I've often put my own needs as a theme. for the church.
我的 Achilles heel 是行为的不圣洁，言语的不圣洁，思想的不圣洁。
My Achilles heel is not being holy on my thoughts, my words, and my actions.
弟兄姊妹，让我大胆地说。
Dear brothers and sisters, let me speak boldly to you.
这个题目是我们今天教会每一个人所需要的。
This is a topic that is needed by every one of us.
弟兄姊妹，让这一个蒙恩的教会，让这一个现在还在学习的教会，在华人教会当中能够把圣洁的见证带出来的一个教会。
Dear brothers and sisters, let this church that is blessed by the Lord and can come forth and show that the holiness, is the thing and can bring holiness to the Christian.
弟兄姊妹，不要替别人听到，求主直接向我们每一个人说话。
We're not here to listen to the sermon for others, but ask the Lord to speak to us directly.
低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我求圣灵现在大大的动工在我们每一个人的心中。
Lord, we ask the Holy Spirit to work among each and every one of us here.
圣灵就是圣洁的灵，要进入圣洁的器皿。
The Holy Spirit is holy, is the spirit of the holiness, and he will only come to those individuals who are holy.
主啊，让我们成为圣洁，才能够合乎主用。
So please to make us holy, so we can be useful for you.
聚会要告一个段落，你的工作，求你继续在我们每一个人的心中。
Although meeting will come to a stop, but your work will continue in our hearts.
有的时候我们听到听了以后心里很兴奋，求你今天早上让我们听到以后心里很严肃。
Sometimes we get excited in listening to a sermon, and please help us to be serious this morning.
主啊，求你让这个教会成为圣洁的教会。
Lord, please help this church to become a holy church.
让这个教会的传道同工成为圣洁的人。
May the pastoral staff of this church to become a true holy man.
每一个执事成为圣洁的器皿。
All the board members.To become a holy vessel.
每一个诗班的成员成为圣洁的人。
All the choir members are holy.
每一个主日学的老师成为圣洁的人。
All the Sunday school teachers are holy.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Pray in Jesus' name.
Amen.
朋友，你在活在耶稣里福音网站收听节目有多久了？如果你相信了主耶稣，生命得到造就，那么你愿意用金钱奉献来支持我们的福音事工吗？活在耶稣里事工是单单靠听众读者支持的非盈利机构，期待你通过祷告点击奉献支持，与我们一起来结出传福音的好果子。